I have a story today about a dog named Rover. A true story that happened around a lake near Kingston, Ontario. The boys and girls were out on a little picnic, and one boy stepped near the pier and fell over backwards into the deep, deep water of the lake. None of his companions were able to swim or help him, and all he could do was cry and cry for help. And he was really having a hard time, this boy, but a Newfoundland dog named Rover, he came running down without hesitating. He jumped into the water, and he pulled that little boy out, and the little boy was none the worse for his experience. The children were so grateful, they took that dog up to the bake shop, and they got him all of the cakes and goodies that he liked, and they just fed him and had a big celebration. Well, that's a nice story, but there was something strange about that dog. A few days later, the children were down playing again at the pier, and who should come trotting along but the same old Rover. And he looked around, there weren't any children in the water, so he was likely thinking about the children and the cakes and the candies that he got by his brave act of saving that boy a few days before. Well, he looked around, and it seems that he was saying, I wish somebody would fall into the water. Well, nobody did until Rover got close enough to a little girl, and he just gave her a little nudge, and she fell over into the water. But sure enough, he jumped in and saved her again, but he was thinking evidently about the cakes and the candies and the treat that he got. Isn't that just like mankind? So deceitful and so lustful and so sinful in themselves. Well, our Savior went down into the deep waters of death to rescue us from our sins, boys and girls. He never had any selfish motive in doing it, but He wanted you and He wanted me to be saved. That's why He came into the world, to die on the cross to save sinners. And it's only when you come to realize that you're a sinner and that He's the Savior, then alone is when you can come to Him and be saved. I hope you'll come as a sinner to the Savior and be saved today.